CN Rail's decision to pull operations out of the Rocky Mountain tourist town of Jasper, Alta, will have a devastating impact on local families, says Mayor Richard Ireland. The company announced this week that it aims to transfer its operations from Jasper to Hinton, Alta, about 100 kilometers east, come September 2025. A company memo sent to about 200 impacted workers on Monday says the change will improve efficiency by reducing stops between Edmonton and Blue River, BC on the western side of the Rocky Mountains. Ireland says CN Rail's presence in town, which dates back over a century, is a key part of the community's identity, and he hopes the company will reconsider. This removal will have a profound impact on local jobs and local families, Ireland told reporters Friday at a virtual news conference. And undeniably on our community fabric, which will be torn and weakened immeasurably. As mayor, and indeed personally, I am deeply disappointed. Ireland said the timing of the move only intensifies the harm felt in Jasper after a wildfire destroyed one-third of the town's homes and businesses in July and displaced 2,000 residents. My thoughts are with the impacted CN employees and their families as they face this unwanted and unwelcome transition, he said. These people contribute in a significant way to the fabric of our community, and to face the prospect of their removal from Jasper is just so incredibly sad for all of us. In a statement Thursday, the president of the union that represents the affected workers said the company's plan is cruel. Rail is one of the largest industries in Jasper, after tourism, and CN's move will cripple this community even further, said Paul Boucher, president of Teamsters Canada Rail Conference. At a time when Jasper residents are still trying to pull their lives back together, CN is once again putting profits over people, oblivious to the needs of its employees and the community. Ashley Michnowski, a spokesperson for CN Rail, said in an email that the company made the decision carefully. Jasper will always remain an important community for CN and our employees, she said. While we do not anticipate any changes to take effect until September of 2025 at the earliest, it was important for us to have these conversations now. We hope that providing this lead time for implementing this change will be helpful. Since the fire, CN Rail employees based in Jasper have been reporting to work in Hinton. Recovery work in Jasper continued this week. Tuesday marked the first day of school for Jasper's students after crews rushed to fix classrooms damaged by ash and smoke. The community's transit service also resumed Tuesday, and on Wednesday Alberta Health Services removed a boil water advisory that had been in place for parts of the town. On Wednesday, new federal legislation was introduced to begin transferring land planning and development authority to Jasper from Parks Canada. The transfer will allow Jasper to issue development permits in town, rather than Parks Canada. Ireland, as well as Federal Environment Minister Stephen Gilbolt, said the change will give locals more of a say in how the town is rebuilt. The Alberta government announced on Thursday that it's providing almost $150 million in aid for Jasper. The money, through the disaster recovery program, can only be used to cover staff overtime, emergency food and accommodation, and other administrative expenses the town incurs as a result of the fire. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 20, 2024. Jack Farrell, The Canadian Press.